Up next on the program, time to talk hockey as we are joined by Joe McDonald of Boston Sports Journal. First time on the show. Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
I like the entrance right there, a little Bob Dylan and, work on Maggie's Farm no more. I like that.
Absolutely. Well, I have to tell you.
My daughter's name is Maggie, so that's why I'm liking that.
Well, yeah, our research staff knew that.
Little different story behind that, but you got the name right.
We're so glad, as a proud subscriber to Boston Sports Journal, so glad to have you writing about hockey again. Great stuff. Everybody who's working there, you guys are just doing a tremendous job, and I see way up over 5,000 subscriptions now.
Yeah, it's going well, guys, and really thanks for the support, and the feedback has been fantastic. And what we're trying to do is just provide our subscribers and hopefully future subscribers just unique content on the four major sports in Boston. And so far with the staff that we have, we've been able to do that. And obviously there's a lot of focus right now on the Patriots starting and the Red Sox, preparing for the postseason. And the Bruins getting ready for their season opener on October 5th. So, and obviously the Celtics, they just started their training camp. So a lot of exciting things happening at Boston Sports Journal, and we do. We appreciate the support that you guys give us.
And no kickbacks here either, but we've got Sean McAdam later in the show today and Chris Price coming up on Friday. So we're doing our small part.
Well, no, we appreciate it. And it's like I said, the feedback has been fantastic so far. And for your listeners, if you haven't checked us out, make sure to check us out, only because you're going to get that unique content that you're not going to get anywhere else in the New England market.
Well, let's talk about how preseason's going so far. Some roster moves yesterday for the Bruins, including sending down a guy who's been playing pretty well in preseason. What are your thoughts on Ryan Fitzgerald?
Ryan Fitzgerald, obviously, he's kind of a local guy here, and there's a lot of eyes on him. But, coming into camp, and he also participated in the Prospects Challenge that took place earlier this month up in Buffalo, New York. And he opened up some eyes then. And the one thing, we all know about Ryan Fitzgerald is that he has that pedigree, right? I mean, his dad's a former longtime NHLer and currently works as the assistant GM for the New Jersey Devils. So, Ryan has that hockey in his DNA. He's been around the rink his entire life, so he knows what's expected of him as a pro, even though he's only been a pro for, a few months now. So, he did. He opened up some eyes. The one thing that may go against him is his size. He does, I think, need to get stronger a little bit, and he does need to learn on his own what it takes to play, at the American League level, what it takes to play at the NHL level. So, but a lot of good upside to his game. And obviously there's a lot of people in New England rooting for him to make it at some point. But for now, he's going to go down to Providence and just develop his game. And, when needed, if they need someone throughout the season, which we know always happens, whether it's injuries or anything else, then he'll probably be one of the first guys that they go to.
Anders Bjork, a guy who's been impressing people as well so far. Do you see him being on that top line?
Yeah, I don't see him moving anytime soon. They've been excited about this kid since they signed him. And I was excited to finally get a look at him during the prospects camp. And when I did, I liked what I saw. He's not afraid he's not a big guy yet. Obviously he still has some growing to do, but, he has natural speed. He's great with the puck. Even when he has the puck, he's fast and he's elusive. He's not afraid to go into those so-called dirty areas in front of the net, in the corners, to get the puck. And already he has formed strong chemistry with Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand. So I think you're going to see a lot of this kid. And look, this is going to be his first shot in the NHL. He's a rookie, and he's going to have those ebbs and flows like every other young player does, no matter how good you are. I mean, Connor McDavid dealt with those types of ebbs and flows, and he's one of the best players in the world right now. So, Anders Bjork is going to have those, but I like what I've seen so far. The one thing that I'm a little, nervous, maybe not the right way to describe it, but, because he has the puck on his stick a lot, he's going to get hit quite often. He's going to be on the receiving end of a lot of physical play, and you just hope that he can sustain that pressure for an entire season, because playing 82 regular season games and hopefully the playoffs for the Bruins, I mean, he's never played that much. So that's one thing to kind of look out for, to see how he handles that physical aspect of the game.
Following up on that, a lot of teams keep even their best rookies to start the season in the AHL. You think about Detroit may have kept people there a long time. Do you think Bjork would be better off, actually, if he started at Providence and then got a little time there and then came up when the team was sorted out better? Or do you think it's better to just throw him into the fray?
Well, it's a good question, and there's two ways of looking at it. I think a lot of it has to do with the maturity standpoint of it. If players are mature enough at a young age, whether it's 20, 21, 22 years old, then and they have that ability, then yes, right to the NHL. I think the American League maybe and the National Hockey League need to change its rules as far as allowing teenagers to play in the American League. Currently, only European teenagers can play in the AHL. North American players cannot. And I think if you look back, a player like maybe Tyler Seguin, maybe Dougie Hamilton, former Boston Bruins rookies that came up, they would have been better suited starting in the American League only because they needed to learn how to be a pro on and off the ice. In a case like Bjork, because he has that maturity level and he has the ability to play at the NHL level, I think he should be thrown right into the mix because he's proving in the short sample that we've seen, he's proving that he can handle it. And plus, it's not like he's going to be, on the bubble, whether he's going to be in the starting lineup or he's going to be a healthy scratch. If it was a case where he was going to be a healthy scratch, then absolutely put him down in the American League and let him play three games in three nights. Let him ride the buses. Let him have 3 a.m. steak and cheese sandwiches at some, rest stop on the side of the road, that sort of thing. But given what we've seen so far, he's absolutely best suited to start in the NHL and see where it goes from there.
We're talking with Joe McDonald, Boston Sports Journal, here on Downtown. What about our friend, former Maine Black Bear Teddy Purcell? Can he find a spot on this team?
Yeah, he's trying, guys. The one thing that the NHL or NHL teams do every year around training camp is they bring in veteran guys to fill out the roster and also to kind of to push the internal competition, because these younger guys coming up through the organization look and say, hey, there are some spots, and the NHL is getting younger, rosters are getting younger, so I'm in a pretty good spot. But if you get a guy like Teddy Purcell who comes in and then he maybe motivates these younger guys just a little bit more. And look, he's looking for a job too, so he's motivated. So as of right now, it's going to be interesting to see if he makes that roster. And I just think given the depth of the organization from the homegrown talent that they have, if Teddy is to make the team, then he'll probably be that, 13th forward who, possibly is the healthy scratch or, is thrown into the lineup when needed. So the Bruins still have some questions to answer over the next week, and he's certainly one of them. So it's going to be interesting.
Is Frank Vetrano another one of those guys? Where does he fit in?
Yeah, I actually wrote about that yesterday, guys. It's that's an interesting question. Here's a guy that when he came into the NHL last year, he played with David Krejci, and right away they had some chemistry. And he was he's that high energy type of player. He's good on the forecheck. He loves to shoot the puck. And then, whether it was injuries that he dealt with or just those typical, rookie ebbs and flows that we mentioned earlier, it's affected his play. And coming into camp, prior to camp, I actually projected the lineup and I had him playing with David Krejci and David Pastrnak. At this point, that doesn't look to be the case. Jake DeBrusk, fellow rookie, he looks like he's going to start the regular season on that line with the two Davids. And Frank, who knows where he fits in right now. There's a lot of depth in this organization right now, and he's still fighting for that spot. The one thing about Frank is, he's versatile, so he can play on the top line. He can also play on the third or fourth line and just be that grinder of a player who gets in there and he creates a sustained forecheck and creates some offensive opportunities. But right now, you know, he needs to become a more intelligent player on the ice, I think, at the NHL level, and we'll see where it goes from there. So, again, he's another guy who the Bruins still have some questions about before the regular season begins.
When it comes to depth, Joe, do you think the team feels like they have enough depth in net right now?
Well, that's what I'm writing about today, guys.
Hey, there we go.
Wow, you guys are right on. This is great. You know what? The one thing that I've said, and people maybe shake their head at, is one of the most important positions for the Boston Bruins this year is who the backup goaltender is going to be. And that backup goaltender has to be able to play 25 to 27 games. He has to spell Tuukka Rask, because we all know, and it's well documented at this point of Tuukka's career, that if he gets up into 70 games played, you know, the numbers start to go against him. He's a good goalie. He's been, you know, knock on wood, relatively healthy his entire career, where he's able to play through certain injuries, as he did last year. He played through that sports hernia the entire season. But they need that backup role to be successful. And right now, as it stands on, you know, God, I don't even know what today is. I lost track of time. You know, Anton Khudobin is going to be the backup. And he needs to be a lot more consistent than he was a season ago. He started off terrible. He was sent to Providence for a couple different stints. He did finish the season strong, which is a good sign. And they know that he needs to do that again this season in order for this team to be successful. After that, there are some questions. Malcolm Subban, it just seems like he's never going to make that next jump to the NHL. And then you have Zane McIntyre, who at times looks like he can be that guy, and then other times it looks like he can't. I think the next wave of prospects for goalies in this organization is Daniel Vladar. He actually just practiced with the team for the first time today. He suffered wrist injuries during the summer during a training session and had pins put in. He was cleared, finally practiced with the team today. He'll be sent to Providence to battle for that position along with Subban and McIntyre. So, I think that they know they've created this depth in the organization offensively and defensively. Now they need to focus on goaltending for the future. Vladar could be that guy, you know, when they have to decide what is life after Tuukka Rask. But right now, the way it stands, Khudobin is going to be the backup, and he's going to have to perform big time, because I think, you know, it's going to be a short leash on him. And if he starts to struggle, then they're going to look elsewhere.
Joe McDonald, Boston Sports Journal. Good stuff, Joe. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. We appreciate it and look forward to checking in with you throughout the course of the season.
Absolutely, guys, and we appreciate the support. Thanks.